Hello? Hello?
Hello, Chase? Hi, this is Paul. I'm calling you back here from Local Splash. We spoke about two and a half hours ago regarding branding your business on Google. Did you have a chance to speak with your partner?
Yeah, we did. Hey, how big an area will that geofence cover?
So, like I said, there's going to be the local map as well as a paid ad component, so we can target that 100-mile service area, target specific zip codes, subdivisions even, cities and towns, of course, where you most want to be found, and make sure that you're getting those phone calls directly to you.
Right. So, see, we work in Edison, Georgia, which is right here close to the Alabama line, and we go all the way to 75, Highway 75 towards Sylvester Tip.
Right, yeah, and you know, like I said, that 100 miles, we can use the ad component, the paid ads, to get you found quickly. The website's included, so anyone who sees you, they'll see your website before they call you. So they will call you already knowing that you do what they're looking for. They're calling you at that point specifically and directly because they're hoping you're available to do the job.
Right. Okay.
So I'm not sure if I was able to mention it in that last phone call or not. Of course, it is a month-to-month service. You will get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you guys will be able to see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where that work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for. You'll know how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. You'll know which clients found you from the paid ads, from the local map, from individual directories, or even from your website. Now, most of the time, you will simply get direct phone calls. Everything does have the click-to-call feature. The website, though, will have a lead form, so people can also tell you where they're located and what they're looking to have done. When they fill out that form, you will get a text message as well as an email. So you'll always know exactly, you know, when people are trying to contact you, whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website. It's still that same flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. And then anything they type into that form will also repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, and even who to follow up with. Now, did you have any other questions for me at this point?
I don't reckon so.
Yeah, I mean, it's a comprehensive program to put you and keep you on that first page of Google and Bing when people are looking for your services. There's a lot that we need to do, but really all you need to do is answer your phone when it rings. Of course, you've got the tracking system too, but for some of our clients, we know they don't use the tracking at all, but they keep the service because the phone rings, and when you've got someone on the other end asking you about your services, I think that's what every business owner wants. Again, there's no third party, you're not chasing down leads, but when your phone rings, you can kind of pick and choose the work that's going to be most profitable for you. Now, like I said, there would not be a setup fee that would attach to the first month. It would just be the $299 out the door. The website is included, meaning we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you. So we can use any photos you've got now, and as we send you more jobs, you can take more photos or even videos, and we can add that content to the website. There would not be an additional cost for that.
Okay. All right. Well, let's try it out and see how it works.
So is it Buck Run Preserve with the LLC? Is that how you would want the business to appear?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then is the phone number that we are speaking on the same one that you would want your customers to call? Is it also the best number for us to reach you?
Can we add an additional number to that?
Yes, yeah. So this number that we're speaking on, the 0903, that's your number, right?
That's right. I'm going to add my partner's number.
One of the business numbers. So we'll have your partner's number as a secondary business number. It will also be another point of contact. If we're not able to reach you, we can contact your partner. What is your partner's name, by the way?
Ben. Ben. Barbie. B-A-R-B-E-E.
Okay. And what is his number?
Let me get it for you real quick.
Sure.
It is 229-499.
Okay.
4173.
Okay, so I've got Ben's number is 229-499-4173. We'll be able to have that as a secondary point of contact to reach you guys. Of course, if we can't reach you, we'll try Ben. And then we'll have that number as well as the second number for the business itself. And then, oh, the other thing I wanted to ask you, because I did see actually on the Angie's or Home Advisor profile a physical address. Correct me if I'm wrong, though. You guys are service-based. You go out to the customer. No one ever comes to you before, during, or after that process. My real question, there's no physical address that we would be promoting for your business online, right?
Right.
Okay. Right. I didn't think so. I mean, most service-based businesses are run from the home, and even if you had a shop or a small office, since no one comes to you, Google doesn't want to list a physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most of the time. That address, though, on the Angie profile is 2871 Highway 33 North. Is that a residence?
That's our shop, our business address, billing address and all, yeah.
So you receive mail there, but no customers ever come there, right?
No.
Okay, gotcha. Perfect. And your first name is Chase, C-H-A-S-E?
C-H-A-C-E.
C-H-A-C-E. Okay, I was just going off of what Tara had here. And then what is your last name?
Peel, P-E-E-L.
Oh, could you say that one more time? Just a little bit of background noise.
Peel, P-E-E-L.
Gotcha. Okay. And then, Mr. Peel, when we contact you and Ben, we'll be using phone, text, and email. Now, it's usually the method that's most appropriate for the information we're trying to get out to you. Did you, though, have a preference as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email?
Phone, text, is fine.
Phone or text? Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
And then as far as an email address goes, then this will be more for us to use to contact you for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records. It can be a personal email. It will also be attached to the contact form on the website. Like I said, most of the time people will just call you, but when they fill out that contact or lead form, you'll get a text and an email. If it's a business email, they can see it physically on the website. If it's a personal email, it would be hidden. No one needs to see it, but of course, you would still be able to get those requests when someone fill out that form. Mr. Peel, what is a good email address either for you or for your business?
BuckRunPreserve@gmail.com.
Okay, so the name of the business without the LLC at gmail.com, so definitely close enough that we can include that for people to see on the website, buckrunpreserve@gmail.com. Now, Mr. Peel, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do just a couple of things. One, of course, it is that fixed flat rate of the $299. There's no setup fee. I do want to take a look at our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. That's kind of where we dot the I's and cross the T's, make sure that we've got all the information that we need to build out that website and create the content for your company. So we'll want to know things like the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business if you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction. Action job
That's
one,
right.
That type of thing. I will take care of all of that in that follow-up call, get really specific about the services that you want to provide and where you want to be found. That would be a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call, and just those basic questions and a couple of others. And then what I would do now, Chase, and it is required of us as we're Google Premier Partners to secure the listing for Buck Run Preserve LLC and to close out the category, I am required to read what's called a voice verification. It does, in fact, get recorded through the computer, and it attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you so you know that it is that fixed flat rate, that we're waiving the setup fee, including the website, that it's a month-to-month service, etc. Chase, the voice verification is recorded. recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, Mr. Peel, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, give me a second then to get that set up. Okay. Chase, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Field, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Boat Run Preserve, LLC.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Peel, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Chase Peel, General Manager.
Okay. And then as the General Manager of Buck Run Preserve, LLC, Chase, you are, of course, then authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
That's correct.
Perfect. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Peel, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, Chase, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you and Ben are actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that the people in your area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you guys directly. We do specifically request that you will, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Chase, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. It also says in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason that we ask is, of course, first of all the additional content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, right down to that LLC, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. So, you know, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think may also create content for your business online, Mr. Peel, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Chase, that's fair enough, right?
Yep.
Perfect. We're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll create that website, and we'll make sure, like I said, that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too, but if you know of anything new coming along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, with the waiving of the setup fee, with the subscription reduced to that flat rate of $2.99, with the website included, and of course with it being a month-to-month service, Chase, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually waiving altogether here, will be charged today, the 28th of July, in the very discounted total amount of just $299.00. Chase, that is a fixed flat rate. It'll never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. No taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories and voice-activated searches, too, as well as the paid ads that will get you found quickly throughout your entire 100-mile service area. In this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost. Again, Mr. Peel, that means we're going to build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 28th of the month and that same exact discounted rate of $299. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. As it is a month-to-month service and offered completely at will, that does, of course, mean that you can discontinue the agreement altogether at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, or you can pause it if you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Peel, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would, in fact, contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. Chase, that is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Peel, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That does, in fact, conclude the voice verification portion. And then, Chase, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you, sir?
Visa.
And is it your name on that card, the business name, or both?
Both.
Both. And is it first and last name, or is there a middle initial as well?
That's the first and last name, Chase Peel.
Gotcha. And then, Mr. Peel, you said that was a Visa card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4798.
Okay.
5100.
Yes, sir.
6906.
Okay.
7995.
And then the expiration month and year?
526.
5 of 2026. And then the last three digits on the back of that card?
118.
118. So I've got 118. I've got May or 05 of 2026 for the expiration. Mr. Peel, the card itself was at 4798-5100-6906-7995.
That's it.
Does that bill at the shop address or a different address?
That's correct.
Okay, so the 2871 Highway 33 North, of course, that's 31791 for the zip. Now, in just about a minute here, Mr. Peel, you are going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and also the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I'm on a piece of equipment. I don't have a pen handy.
No problem. That definitely explains the little bit of background noise. You will, though, receive that email in just about a minute through our automated system. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. You can email the support team, of course, 24/7. The email address will be on there as well. And if you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. Like I said, you'll receive all that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Chase, there is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message, depending on who your phone carrier is, since our emails get sent out in bulk every couple of minutes. You may even receive that text message before you receive the email, but when you receive one or the other of those, please do just let me know. Wanted to walk you through a couple of things real quick here. The only other order of business here on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer. Like I said, we schedule by the hour. The call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. I may, in fact, be able to get you in here at 2 o'clock, and certainly this afternoon looks a lot more available. There's a 4,
what's
a 5,
the latest?
And a 6. 6 o'clock. 6 would be the last one. It would be scheduled from 6 until 7. The call would get to you maybe 10, 15 minutes after 6, get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. Would you be able to receive
that? Yeah, after
that?
6.
After 6?
After
okay.
6. And I want him to call my partner, Ben, because he does more of the marketing side.
Got it.
And I will let him know that y'all will be calling.
perfect. So we'll try to push that. It'll be the 6 to 7 hour. We'll try to push it closer to 6:30 just to give them enough time, though, to get that half hour phone call done. And then I'll have them call Ben's number. It will be with Ben, that client interview, and that number is 229-499-4173. Now, to the email address that we've got, the business email, you'll receive a reminder email. You guys will both receive the reminder that the call itself is scheduled in that 6 o'clock hour. And in just a minute or so here, I will also send you guys a calendar invite also to that that email address. The calendar invite is really more for your records. You do not need to respond to it. It's just going to say local / CIENG. That stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. Now, Chase, did you happen to receive the text message that our automated system should have sent out by now?
I hadn't heard it come through. Let me see.
Seems like
yes,
it.
I got it.
Okay.
I got it.
If you open up the text message, it goes right where we want it to go. Hopefully, it's the local / terms of experience. I think you may have also gotten another text, more of a welcome text. But the one that we want you to see is attached to the invoice email. If you click on that, there's a please click here. And then it goes to the local / terms of experience, talking about the services that we'll provide, beginning with the Google Business Profile Optimization. Mr. Peel, is that the one you're looking at?
Yeah, let me see. I'm trying to run a piece of equipment and look.
I got
services, all that. Yes, sir, everything's showing up.
Perfect. So, you know, obviously we're going to optimize your Google Business Profile. We'll mirror the content on Bing as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Like I said, it's almost 70 different directories. The landing pages, your website. I know you're busy. I don't want to walk you through everything here. But if you scroll all the way down, you'll see a long line that goes all the way across. And above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer. Please do just tap or click on that box. And then in the longer box below it, the one that has the arrow pointing towards it, your name as it appears, case sensitive with a space between. You can even copy and paste it, but just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. If you type it in, it is case sensitive, but once you've got your first and last in that box, hit the confirm signature box below it. Mr. Peel, that does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it is that fixed flat rate, that we've waived your setup fee, that we're including the website. It also allows us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area and to do that initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process, and it does give us a head start to get things going even before that client interview in the 6 o'clock hour here. You'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password, but you can stop at that point.
All right.
So if you're able to put in your first and last name and hit the confirm signature box, it would take you to that next page.
Just asking for a username.
Okay,
yeah.
Easy.
I'll have to do it when I get some time.
Yeah, you don't need to do it right now. In fact, if you're able to try to do it, it would just give you an error message that the page hasn't even been created. Our automated system thinks you're trying to access your tracking system. It thinks that the tracking system is already activated. We have to do your client interview first to create that content for you to have something to track. There is not even a password set just yet. You'll get the password out with the username when that client dashboard is activated. It'll be emailed out to you and texted in the next couple of days. Just so you know, though, the username will always be your phone number. That you cannot change. The area code's included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just 229-357-0903. That will be the username on the account. When you get that default password, you can use that password and the username to access your tracking system. Some people do change that password. Many do not. And either way, you'll have access to that tracking system once we create it. I've got the call set up for the 6 o'clock hour, trying to push it closer to 6:30, and it is going to be with Ben and Ben's number that they'll call to make that call.
Perfect. I'll let him
know. All right. I appreciate you calling back in or at least talking to your partner in the meantime. We will give Ben a call in that 6 o'clock hour. Real pleasure speaking with you, Mr. Peel. Looking forward to getting this going for you guys.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, too, Chase. You take care. You have a great day today, sir.
All right. Yes, sir.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Mr. Field. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.